Now, with regard to the position of the Rif, that the Rif held that it's appropriate to have Menachem Amo Yisrael b'Vinyan Yerushalayim. Now, even though these are two separate ideas, but with regard to the issue of Chavilos, it would all depend on how it's expressed. It could be expressed as two ideas. So if it was with Uvona Yerushalayim, so then you're saying two separate things. That God is a Menachem, and that God is Bona Yerushalayim. You're praising God in two different frameworks. So to avoid that problem, the Rif removed the and structured it differently. Menachem Ami Yisrael, B'Vinyan Yerushalayim. Thus, Binyan Yerushalayim is a modification of Menachem Ami Yisrael, and it's one thing, it's no longer Chavilos, which seems to be a good solution. However, the critique comes from the fact that you find in Havinenu that the mere fact that you don't separate it with the conjunction of and you say Yisbechu Tzadikim Bovinyan, which is a modification, you have Bovinyan as being a modification, still it counts as two. So since it counts for two, that's the determining factor, and that's why it doesn't work. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah first defends the Rif and says that Menachem Amo and Boni Yerushalayim, whether or not they violate Chosman Mishnayim, Ein Chosman Mishnayim, depends upon the form. They can be two separate things. It's not impossible. There's many things like that. They can be referred to as two separate ideas, two separate things, or they happen to be interconnected. So when you're talking about the nechama, you're being more specific. What's going to bring about? What kind of nechama are we talking about? The nechama that will come about through the Binyan Yerushalayim. At first, Rabbeinu Yonah accepts that. That's why it's all one davar echad. It's one thing, and that's not a problem. However, the situation in Havinenu creates a problem, because there you have the idea that by simply omitting the vav and expressing it as though one is a modification of the other, that would eliminate the problem. He says you have to make the inference, because in the case of Havinenu, you do it that way, yet it still counts for two. It's still considered to be a separate bakasha. So, is that that's a good point. That's relevant. That undercuts the idea of, and therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim came to the conclusion that the form of expressing one as a modification of the other does not suffice to remove it from being two separate things. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah accepts that finally, but the Rif apparently didn't accept it. So that's where the machlokus lies. And everybody has to deal with the Havinenu now. You can't ignore Havinenu. So the question becomes, does the structure of Havinenu impact upon the Chasima, the issue of Chosman B'Shtayim? I'm just going to try and give a sort of tentative explanation, if you don't want to use the word definition or whatever term you want to use, just an explanation. And it's a starting point. I'm not saying it exhausts everything. And if you do further research, it may turn out that there's something deeper over here. Because it may, at a certain point, become an issue of how you define chavilos. It could be two different definitions, and if you define it that way, you can come to these conclusions. The reason I'm doing this is because Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm working with Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah saw nothing wrong with the Rif solution. Instead of saying the Vav, you make it part of one thing, and you avoid the problem. He saw nothing wrong with that until Havinenu came along. So I'm going to try and explain it as though these are the issues. Okay. Now I would say as follows, that according to the Rif, he was faced with the problem of Chavilos. And bear in mind, it was pointed out yesterday that Hillel made the point that Rashi says it's Domin Lechavilos. So that's a significant factor that we should remember. It's a good point. that it has to do with appearance. It's how you express yourself. So whether or not it's going to be considered two things has to do with expression, how you express it. Thus leaving open the possibility that if you change the expression such that it no longer appears like two things, you avoid the problem. And thus, the Rif said that it all depends. If you say buvinyan, so it's not dome anymore. Why? Because it's one idea. It's one theme. And Rabbi Eliyahu was happy with that. And even I would say Rabbi Ephraim was okay with that. Until he came along and discovered Havinyenu. Thus you see that if you didn't have a Havinyenu, then Rabbi Ephraim would be on board also. Nobody had any problem with what the Rif solution was until Havinyenu came and created a whole new stir. What do you see in Havinyenu? Havinyenu, you see the exact same expression, the avoidance of a conjunction, the form in which it's expressed as a modification, and yet it counts as two. Thus, what's the machlokas over here? The Rif said that apparently it has to do with the manner in which you express yourself. That if it has the phenomenon of differentiation, you're differentiating one from the other. So then, it's no good. It's chos b'mishtayim. But if you express it in a manner which removes differentiation, that is where one is a modification of the other, so that's not differentiation. So therefore, according to the Rif, what determines whether it's doma or chavilos has to do with the categories that apply to human expression. How people express themselves. So in terms of human expression, it's one thing. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Rif is not going to be troubled by the issue of Havinyenu. Why? Rabbeinu Ephraim accepted that, but then he said, you use that same expression and it counts as two. Because he says that the phenomenon of differentiation is not determined by how people express themselves, but by what factor? Halachic kiyum. So therefore, even though you say yismachut tzadikim, bevinyan irecha, so in terms of language, it's really one idea. But since in terms of kiyum, there's a separate kiyum in terms of bracha. There's a kiyum of yismachut tzadikim, of al tzadikim, and there's a kiyum of binyan Yerushalayim. So you see that the differentiation in terms of the halachic kiyum, there's no differentiation. There is differentiation. Excuse me. There is differentiation. So that language, what he's saying is that the measuring rod for whether or not it's one or whether it's two has to do with halachic phenomena. It's purely a halachic phenomenon. It doesn't go by your human canons of language. So that's a very, very good explanation. What is the determining factor of differentiation? Are we talking in terms of how people understand the statement? So if it's in terms of language and how people understand the statement, so then there's no differentiation. That's why he says, if you would say and, you'd have differentiation. Because the Rif is operating purely in terms of human language. And that makes perfect sense because it's domain. But apparently there's another way you could look at it. Because it's a halachic phenomenon. If it's a halachic phenomenon, Rabbeinu Ephraim maintained that if in the halachic framework this type of an expression would not make it one, you would say that it still has differentiation. There's still two distinct. It remains distinct because in the halachic framework it's a kiyum. It's even though it's a different area. Which has nothing to do with Birkas Hamazon, because there it's not Chasima, here it's Bakasha, it doesn't matter. By expressing it this way, you still fulfill two separate requirements. So in terms of Halacha Kiyumim, that differentiated, that's the factor.